Today's message for Thursday, 3rd of February, 2022. The topic for today is Pray Your Way Into Victory. Written by Reverend Oluwamwiawa Okasende. Our memory verse is Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry? Let him sing psalms, James 5 verse 13. One of the principal reasons why Jesus came in the flesh was to bring deliverance to the captives, Luke 4 verse 18. Through the shedding of his blood and the sacrifice on the cross, the price for our deliverance was fully paid. Thus when a man comes into Christ, a foundational deliverance is effected in his life. According to the scriptures, becoming a born-again Christian means that God has delivered you from the power of darkness and translated you into the kingdom of his dear Son, Colossians 1 verse 13. But be that as it may, each man is ultimately responsible for accessing and possessing the deliverance that Christ has wrought. Hence, the charge to deliver yourself, Proverbs 6 verse 5. There are many spiritual tools that God has given us by which we can experience true deliverance. One of them is prayer. You can pray your way out of any problem. Prayer remains a highly potent tool to uproot afflictions and dismantle satanic oppressions. This is why God's word specifically recommends prayer for the afflicted. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. You can pray your way into victory over any affliction. Prayer will always work because God has promised to answer us, Jeremiah 33 verse 3. Indeed, the promise of answered prayer is all over the Bible from Genesis to Revelation. Many have taken hold of these promises in the place of prayer and ended up with mind-blowing testimonies. You too can pray your way out of any unpleasant situation when you pray according to knowledge and by holding God to His Word. Finally, remember that as a Christian, you are to pray from the standpoint of the victory that Christ has purchased for you. Stand upon that foundation of the finished work of Calvary and claim your victory in prayer in Jesus' name. Further Bible reading. Proverbs 6 verse 1 to 5. Exercises. 1. What fresh insights did you gain from the above message? Please write it down in your journal. 2. What would be your prayer points and what are the steps you will take? 3. If you have been blessed by this message, please share it with your friends and loved ones. Thank you. God bless you.